we haven't introduced you all these to all these good looking. Let's tell you who all these good looking young fellas are up here, along with the other two. We have. We'll start over here on the bass, now back on the bass, five-string bass guitar. And as you've noticed, he plays the bass fiddle with equal ease, and they are not at all always the same beast. And sings beautifully and comes to us all the way from Cleveland. Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, the pride of Cleveland, Tennessee, Mr. Todd Parks on the bass. Back here on the drums, I don't know if you can all see him. Stand up and show him how good looking. Oh, you are standing. Sorry. I keyed. Spent 7 years playing drums in the band Aerosmith. Is that right? Now, to clarify what he originally told me, he owns 7 Aerosmith CDs. To do this. That and his incredible musicianship, that too we need, and I'm sure you've been enjoying his talent, and we feel like when we get to play with Chris, we can do anything, and I believe we can because we get to play with Chris Brown on the drum. The guitar. Ever ready on the drums back there. On the guitar, he's awful excited. Okay, maybe I exaggerated just a little bit, but no, he's awful excited. I'm from the state of Kentucky, although that is one of the other commonwealths. Which I posed the question, how many commonwealths are there in America, ladies and gentlemen?
Three.
Four.
Four?
The one you don't know about.
That would be the other one, yeah. But he is from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. He's awful happy to be back in his home state. He is from Ashfield, Massachusetts. You've seen his talents on the guitar. You've heard his vocal talents. He's actually a very good mandolin player. So you're certainly not going to hear that tonight. That was the what we call Stephen's theme. It's a new thing he just wrote. But we very much appreciate the talent of Stephen Mogin on the guitar. Wake up over, Steven. Okay, so, and that brings us over to the man with the plan on the five-string banjo. Oh, man. Yes, quite a tasty musician. And this guy can, you know, be it bluegrass, newgrass, jazz, whatever you want. We're so fortunate that he gives us something new to listen to every night. It's always our pleasure to play with Scott Vestal on the five-string.